say, his white-tipped red tail. But Saul didn't complain, just said, "Good game," then gulped and panted again. He looked ahead to a thin muskrat in a gold and blue polo shirt, standing with paws in his pockets, watching the game.
"I think you'll be impressed."
"Hope so."
Alexei appreciated Saul's support, but still, he didn't want to go talk to the muskrat with his tongue hanging out. The muskrat's name was Colin, and he played for the Vidalia Peaches, a semi-professional soccer league. If they sponsored Alexei, he could apply for a visa that would allow him to stay in this country indefinitely. So he would wait until he'd recovered his breath and could be bright and friendly. Mike, the big doll sheep who played at one of the forward positions, walked up to them with a big smile.
"You did great,"
he said, patting Alexei on the shoulder. And then he too turned toward the muskrat.
"Think he'll be impressed?"
Where Saul spoke with a southern twang that helped him to fit in with everyone else in Vidalia, Mike talked with a broad, slightly nasal Midwestern accent, not as out of place as Alexei's Siberian, but still foreign. Alexei smiled broadly up.
"Saul thinks so," he said.
"I'm going to get a drink."
Saul raised a paw to Alexei and hurried off to the open cooler on the sideline without even a look at the sheep. Mike watched him go, big brown eyes creasing. Alexei bit his lip.
"I am sorry about Saul. It is not your fault. I have told him to give you a chance. His former boyfriend was a sheep."
The sheep's eyes widened and he nodded slowly.
"So that's it. Well, don't force him. I know it's hard."
Mike shook his head, great golden horns swinging from side to side, and brought the smile back to his muzzle.
"I mean, my ex is a rabbit, and still, when I see a rabbit, my first reaction is like, I bet you don't have a real job."
He laughed shortly. "Then I have to slap myself."
"It is like me seeing another fox,"
Alexei said. "Only backwards. I always feel more comfortable."
"Oh, yeah, they've done studies on that."
Mike reached up to scratch the base of his ear, and Alexei got a whiff of his scent, which made it hard to concentrate on the words.
"It seems like it's at least partly based in the family. Like if a fox was adopted by rabbits, he gets that feeling around rabbits, as well as other foxes."
"What if you are raised in a terrible family?"
As Mike's eyebrows rose, Alexei added quickly, "Like those gay cubs you have told me about."
"Oh," he shook his head. "You mean, like, if a rabbit is raised by abusive parents, does he not trust rabbits? I don't know. That's a good question, though. I'll look it up."
Alexei looked after Saul again.
It was a very bad experience for him.
He realized he was on the verge of revealing something private about Saul and shut his muzzle. Mike stood awkwardly for a moment, then forced a smile and said,
"Hey, if you go play with the Peaches, does that mean you can't play these games anymore?"
"I will always come play with you,"
Alexei said, though he really had no idea.
"We appreciate it."
Mike stared at the sidelines.
"I think Zeta would have to play defense if you left, and Kendall would hate that."
Alexei stiffened reflexively and then forced himself to relax.
"I would not want to upset Kendall," he said.
Mike either didn't catch his tone or ignored it.
"It'd be worth it. I mean, you could stay in the States without having to worry about your student visa. And without going to those bigots in Millenport, I swear it's as bad as, well, not Siberia, I guess."
"No."
Alexei breathed in the sweet, humid air and exhaled slowly.
"It is not as bad as being gay in Siberia."
It was still a marvel to him that he could stand out in a public space and say the word gay, and that Mike, everyone on their team, of course, was also gay. It was incredible that Alexei was standing here, talking to him, and wishing Mike would have left that big hand on his shoulders a little longer, that the brown eyes would stay focused on him just a little more. Warmth spread through his chest.
"Ask him now," he urged himself.
"You could always go to Port City," Mike said and rubbed his head. "They're pretty good with Siberian immigrants. You'd have to stay there for about 6 months while they process you, though. We'd miss you back here."
Now, his mind yelled at him in Siberian. But what if Mike didn't want to go out with him? What if he just liked Alexei as a friend? What about all that time he spent with Kendall? All the fox managed to say was, "I would miss you too." Sometimes English, with its unspecific you,